Hey, Justin Benjamin at Trax.
Benjamin, how you doing?
Very busy day, hectic day for you, but a really special day in many ways, eh?
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's a historic day. I mean, anytime you have, you know, two guys on the podium or anytime you win a World Cup, but to have one and two, especially after the bad results when you've had, it's as good as it gets. And Ivan also had a good race, and the ladies raced pretty solid, too. So it was a really good day for us.
Absolutely. Canada's back and where we want them to be. So somebody mentioned to me it only took 9 minutes to turn things around.
Yeah. You know, I mean, we knew it was in there. So but you don't know it, and, you know, for sure until you see it. So.
Yeah. I mean, I guess there was a sort of anticipation that something was coming, and I know we talked just yesterday, and you were saying, you know, you felt the training was there, but it hadn't shown yet, and I guess you didn't anticipate such a stellar result today.
No, I mean, I don't think you ever can expect two guys to go 1-2 like that, and yeah, but the guys have been feeling good the last few days, and it's nice that it came, and these guys deserve it. They work so damn hard, and you know they show today where they should be and where they've been in the past. And so we're definitely focused, and everybody's mood is 180 degrees the other direction from where it was last week or 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, I know it's great to see, and well deserved, and we're all happy to see, and the American girls did really well as well, but. This is a pretty historic result with Alex winning and Devin second. And, of course, you mentioned Ivan had a good run as well. So a very special day for the Canadians, and you really put us on the map. Talk a little bit about Lenny, because I know that we talked about his condition, and now we saw the news that he's going to be heading back, and you're in preparation for that. So what's happening in that? Is he leaving tomorrow?
Yeah, so Lenny's just going to go to the airport and fly back to Canmore tomorrow. And, especially with the start of the tour now being three skate races and him having, been struggling the last couple weeks with his knee. Not so much that it's re-injured or anything, but it's just the skating's not the best for it. And he's been able to classic ski with little pain, so it's just really tough for him to start the tour three skate races. So we just really decided that he's better to go home, really rehab the leg, get it built up again, so it can handle some racing at the end of the season. And of course nobody wanted it to go this way, but he's been doing enough to stay in good shape, and we're going to work hard to get him ready for the games.
Sure. Was there any discussion about having him go to Davos? Because I know you have a kind of like a camp there in a sense, that you sort of set up shop there in a way.
Yeah, for sure. You never want to fly across the world unless you have to. But, in this case, we really feel like we know the scheme good in Canmore. We know we have a good gym there. We know we can get the physio and the treatment and everything. And now we can't mess around. Like, we thought we were going in the right direction, and it looked good coming into Kusamo. But since Kusamo, it's something's happened with his leg that he's just not able to fire it correctly, and it's, like I said, it's been atrophying a bit, so we need to really put some focused attention on that, and that's only going to happen at home. It's
right.
Too late in everybody's schedule to try to do something in Europe.
Right, and you've got all the facilities, and everybody knows him there, so he's really going to get the best care he can.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. We're hoping that's going to come to be. How will what are your thoughts on the relay? I mean, is there has been some comment about how this might affect the relay. Is there anything to say at this juncture, or is it still too premature?
It's pretty premature. I mean, then relays are tenuous at the best of times, having all four, skiers on their game on the same day and good wax and everything. But I'm confident that, if Lenny doesn't, for some reason, get back into shape to be able to ski a 10K, that somebody else can step into his place and hopefully, have a great day and keep us in contention. So all is not lost, because the other you know, three guys are going to be skiing fast, I really feel. And so we just have to see. But, you know, if it's not Lenny, then it could be somebody else. And, yeah, but we'll that probably kind of decision won't get made even until like 3-4 days before the relay.
Right. So, like you said, it's a bit premature, but obviously Lenny would be the best horse to be there. But and of course, the other three guys are looking really, really good now. So, I guess that's a big lift for the team, and you know, coming in for the rest of the tour. There's a skate ski tomorrow, so that also augurs well for you guys.
Yeah, I mean, it's, you know, tomorrow's race isn't so different. I mean, our guys are good sprinters, and obviously the skis were great today, and the course is good for them. So, I mean, we will keep our fingers crossed for tomorrow as well.
Well, Justin, it's great to see you know, the guys on the podium again, first and second. It's a milestone, and we're really proud of those guys and the team. So we'll wish you all the best with the rest of the tour, and great to see things going in the direction you were hoping for.
Okay, thanks a lot, Benjamin. Appreciate it.
Okay, we'll wish Lenny all the best as well.
I will, for sure. Thanks.